Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio listeners as well as our online listeners joining us through blogtalkradio.com. Recording artist Freddie Jackson is making his first appearance on our program today. We're going to talk to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to be consistent and definitely passionate about the music he's created and to see the way that people are responding to it. He has a great message out there for young people as well as all of us, I think, as well. It comes in the title of his song, Free. We're going to actually be listening to that single and let you guys know how you can stay in contact with Freddie and all the great things coming up with him. Freddie, hello to you and welcome to the program, man.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks a lot.
Hey, man, we're glad to have you on with us. Congratulations on not only the music that you've been able to create, Freddie, but also, of course, the messages that you've been able to share. I think, you know, as I mentioned, you have a message for young people, but I think really for all people, especially during your album, The Fourth Quarter, about the importance of not giving up. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have responded to the music?
The people, man, they responded great to it, and I'm grateful for that, you know. As an artist, you always want to please your fans, and you always want to do well in the business and whatnot. So to get them to just, you know, respond and enjoy the music and purchase the music, you know, so that's a great thing. You know, I'm honored to even be in that category.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of your music is available on CDBaby.com. We'll be reminding our listeners about that, especially the album that I mentioned, The Fourth Quarter. I noticed on your website, Freddie, that music is something that became a part of your life early in your life. You know, what was it about music that first spoke to you?
Well, you know, I always consider myself like a melody guy. I love melodies, you know. From the old school days, like, you know, for example, my dad, you know, he was a club manager, promoting clubs and whatnot, and a lot of parties and a lot of shows. So I kind of got into the business, you know, with him, hanging out with him and his business partners. And, you know, back in that time, you know, it was like, you know, the George Clinton and the Marvin Gaye and all that stuff. So I really got into the melody part of the music, and that's what I kind of fell in love with. And from that point, man, I just went into DJing, and next thing I know, I had a studio. You know, I just didn't quit. So it's been fortunate, you know, enough to pay off for me for a little bit. So,
right. You know, that's interesting that you talk about the DJing, because, you know, one thing I've noticed about DJing, DJs especially, is that, you know, DJs kind of know what people are feeling, and they kind of are able to gauge, you know, the barometer of what music people are in a hurry to get to the floor, and the, you know, the music, the people just got to look at themselves, you know, and wonder, you know, when is that song going off? Do you feel as though that's been part of what has helped you in being able, you know, to realize what people like and what gets people moving?
Yeah, it definitely has helped me, you know. And, you know, that with being hungry and you know, just having a desire just to do something great and touch people's lives and make people feel that, you know, all of it together, you know, collectively has kind of molded me and shaped me into this artist that I am today. And, you know, and I'm still growing. I'm still learning. It's you know, ongoing process. But it's a lot of things, man, a lot of influences, positive influences that have molded me into the artist that I am now. And that definitely was a part of it, yes.
Yeah. Well, as you said, the important thing is that you are still growing, and I think that is the great thing for all of us to realize, that growth is something that continues. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Freddie Jackson is making his first appearance on our show. We're talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love of music with all of you. You guys are actually going to be listening to a single a little bit later from Freddie, as well as finding out how you can stay in contact with him. You know, this interview is actually created because of social media, Freddie. That's been one of the great things that happened over the years when it comes to people being able to connect with artists like yourself. You know, what has that been like? I mean, normally you guys go in the studio, you know, you record an album, and it's normally some time before you're able to gauge what people are thinking. Now with a few clicks, you're able to share your music with the world. How has that kind of helped you in being able to connect with your fans?
Oh man, the social media is, you know, it takes things to a whole new level. You know, like you're saying and referring to, you know, it's giving us a chance to reach the masses. You know what I mean?
Right.
To reach so many people. You know, like, you know, with just a click of a button, and you know, you're sharing your music with the world. And if you can grab that attention, you know, man, it can be a beautiful thing. If you grab that attention out there, and you have the music and the melodies and the stories and the skill and the talent to pull them in, man, social media is a great tool. It's an excellent tool for spreading that music, you know, around the world. Like, you know, that's a tremendous tool. Absolutely.
Exactly. And I think, you know, we've said on this program all the time, Freddie, when used responsibly, the Internet can be an amazing thing. And I think, you know,
mm-hmm.
the way that artists like yourself are able to use it, I think is definitely great about that. So I referenced earlier the album, The Fourth Quarter, and then we're going to get into the single Free here. What I noticed about
okay.
that song is that it's really eclectic. I mean, you have something for the ladies, I think, have something for the fellas, but also you have just a message, period, about the importance of success and moving towards success, not giving up. And even the title itself, Freddie, kind of talks about that, about going all the way. How important has that been for you in your life to not get to a place where you get complacent, but just to keep going, knowing that, you know, there's always another level of greatness ahead?
Oh, man, it's just something that's very touching for me, just being passionate about life itself first, you know, just wanting to be successful, just wanting to be great at what you're doing and how you are investing the time into, whether it be sports, whether it be music, whether it be whatever. I was just fortunate, you know, I'm just doing mine in the music category, you know. So to have that passion, you know, in the music and bringing on the Fourth Quarter, meaning that, you know, it's the fourth quarter, you know. I feel like I have the ball. There's 5 seconds left. And it's a tie ball game, and I'm about to hit the winning shot. So that's kind of like my all-around message about, you know, just persevering, having a great work ethic, keep pushing forward. You know, at times, man, you know, we all struggle, you know, so at times, you know, that's all that we can really hold on to. You have to have that faith. You have to believe, you know, and once you have that and it shows in your music, people can feel it. They can feel it in your music, you know. They can feel it, you know. So it's a great thing. I love it, man. I love the whole entire process of creating music, putting out the music, performing the music. You know, it's all about it's just my life pretty much. So I really enjoy it.
Well, you know what? I know your fans enjoy it as well. Has your idea, I mean, the album is called The Fourth Quarter, and as I said, it's available on CD Baby. We'll be reminding our listeners of that, Freddie, a little bit later, how they can get it. But have you gotten used to the idea that, you know, even though, just like in a ball game, even though there may be a stumble, even though there may be a foul, that does not have to be the end. And I think for a lot of people, when they are hit with an obstacle, Freddie, they automatically think, or people will tell them, well, that's it. You know, you messed up. You know, that means, you know, this was not going to work. How important has that been for you to realize that, you know, that maybe you won't make a touchdown every time, but the important thing is to keep pushing?
It's been a great thing for me. It's very important. I'm trying to picture, you know, it in the most, or explain it in the most, like, simplest form here. Like, let's see, like, you know how people say you can accomplish anything that you want, or you can, once you set your mind to it, you can do this, you can do that.
Right.
But that is so, it is so true. I tell people all the time, it is so, so true. You know, if you really focus and you set your mind to achieving a goal, whatever that goal may be, you know, you can guide yourself to the resources you need to accomplish that goal. You know, you just have to be focused enough to find out, have enough will and work ethic to find out the things that you don't know to keep moving forward. So when you hit those stumps and bumps in the road, you know, which we all are going to have, you know, you just have to work around it. and find another way, or find another resource and say, okay, you know, it's a bump in the road to my goal, you know. And like I said, that's all going to happen. So, you know, once you get there, you know, it'll be much more enjoyable. You know, nothing's easy. You know, it's not going to come easy. So, you know, I kind of expect those bumps in the road, but I also expect to experience some joy, you know. So I know it's a two-way street, but we got to keep going. You know, we just have to.
How important has it been for you, Freddie, in being able to take out the moment and enjoy what you're doing? I mean, a lot of times we get so caught up in it that we don't actually have mm-hmm. that time to actually sit back and say, wow, I've actually accomplished a lot, rather than just focusing on what we haven't done. How important has that been for mm-hmm. you to take that time?
It's very important to take that time. You know, it helps me realize, you know, the journey that I've come about, you know, that I've traveled so far. Sometimes, you know, like you said, we all do it. I get focused on the next project or the next
right.
year or, you know, the bigger picture, when in actuality, you know, sometimes you have to just let up off the brakes or let up off the gas, push the brakes, sit down, relax, and just look at your accomplishments, look at what you've done, look at your journey, you know, as well as those bumps in the road. You know, I was sitting down the other day. Actually, you made me do this. I sat down the other day, and I looked back at my studio albums that I've released. And I'm working on my fifth studio album right now that I'm trying to release this summer. So, you know, that's important. You know, it gives me perspective on where I'm going. It gives me ideas, you know, moving forward for the new album, for new songs, you know, new angles, you know, new fan base that I'm trying to reach, maybe that I haven't reached. So, you know, that is very critical. You know, you have to know where you're coming from in order to get going. So,
exactly. Exactly. I totally agree with that, man. And I think that's important for our listeners to keep in mind, because a lot of times we do just focus on, you know, what we haven't done. And we will allow other people mm-hmm. to let us do that too, instead of focus on, you know what, look at what I've done up until this point. And I think that is important
right.
to definitely be able to do. Again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. If you came in late, both on the radio side as well as online, we'll be telling you a little bit later how you can go back and listen to the replay of this conversation. Freddie, let's talk about the single free. As I mentioned, that is a message mm-hmm. that is really for young people. But in the world that we're living in today, with cyberbullying and everyone now, because of the Internet, ironically, you know, has an opinion and they feel like they can say whatever they want to say to other people.
Right.
How did that single free come about?
Oh, man, well, you know, it's all about that love, once again. It's all, you know, that's the foundation for it. And, you know, I dislike seeing, you know, what has become of, like, the bullying situation. I'm friends with a friend that lost someone due to the bullying matter and whatnot, and I was just sitting there singing about it, and it touched me really deeply. So I had a song on my heart, you know, about it for about, I don't know, about a month. I was traveling and whatnot, didn't get a chance to really sit down. So when the moment that I did, I sat down, man, and I wrote a song about it, and I called it Free, because I wanted it to represent, you know, just the free spirit and kids today, and anybody that's in that situation, that, you know, you deserve to be the best person that you can be.
Right.
You know, you deserve to be free. Like, kids are going to school today, and I can't imagine going to school and you have to focus on being bullied. You know,
right.
you don't go to school for that, you know. So it really touched me. And then to think, you know, people die from this, you know.
Right.
You know, it just touches me. So I wrote a song about it, and it's doing pretty well. It's a free download. I'm not charging anything for it. You know, I just wanted to spread the message and get it out there. And it's been doing really well. I'm very excited and proud of that track there.
Well, it definitely is a song I think that everybody needs to hear, Freddie, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to invite you on the program. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is your opportunity. Here is Freddie Jackson with the single Free. You guys stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live.
It's for our youth, all the kids, stop the bullying. Let's go.
Living in a crazy world full of hate. This life is pressure, seeming like there's no escape. Physically I'm beaten, mentally I'm broken. Silent suffocation, man, I swear it's like I'm choking. Drop to my knees and plead, release me out this misery. I can't endure this pain, I don't deserve this pain. And then a gentle whisper says my child break free. The chains that have me bound, they're gone, I'm free.
She walks around with a big smile, a big heart, she's a golden child. But she shies away from big crowds. This little girl, she wants to end the lie. Cause the peers at school won't accept her, respect her. In fact, they just bully and pressure her. And now she's sitting alone, and now she's eating alone. And she's really hating walking those halls.
What?
I really wish y'all could see her fears. I really wish y'all could see her tears. Cause this is not a way to live. We gotta do more for our kids. So little girl, close your eyes. You're about to make it through your tough time. We're not contemplating suicide. You got the whole world by your side.
Living in a crazy world full of hate. This life is pressure, feeling like there's no escape. Physically I'm beaten, mentally I'm broken. Drowning suffocation, man, I swear it's like I'm choking. Drop to my knees and please release me out this misery. I can't endure this pain, I don't deserve this pain. Set my child break free. The chains that had me bound, they're gone, I'm free.
I know this little boy, he walks with a big smile. He has a big heart, yep, he's a golden child. But this little boy, he shies away from big crowds. This little boy, y'all, he wants to end his life. Cause he doesn't fit in with his so-called friends. And he just can't seem to win. Cause they tease and push him and punch him over and over and over again. I really wish y'all could see his fears. I really wish y'all could see his tears. I'm telling you, it's no way to live. We gotta do a lot more for our kids. Now, so little boy, close your eyes. You're about to leap over your tough times. We're not contemplating suicide. You got the whole world by your side.
Living in a crazy world full of hate.
Come on.
This life is pressure, seeming like there's no
escape. We got your back.
Physically I'm beaten,
I know.
Mentally I'm broken.
I know.
Silent suffocation, man, I swear it's like I'm choking. Drop to my knees and please release me out this misery. I can't endure this pain, I don't deserve this pain. And then a gentle whisper says my child break free. The chains that have me bound, they're gone, I'm free.
Let's come together now and stop all this nonsense. Let's come together now and listen to our conscience. Let's come together now and raise our awareness. And stop bullying and killing our children. And if you a victim, you gotta be strong. And tell the parent or teacher the truth.
That's right.
And if you just need us, just play this song. And we'll help carry you through.
That's right.
Together we erase your fears now. Together we'll wipe your tears now. Enjoying life, your spirit lives now. The sound of laughter from my kids now. For boys and girls all across this world. We never ever want you to leave this world. You bring us joy and great peace. You are the world, young kids, so run free.
Living in a crazy world full of hate. This life is pressure, seeming like there's no escape. Physically I'm beaten, mentally I'm broken.
Yeah.
For our youth, whether you're initiated or whether you're a victim, let's stop the bullying, y'all. Rest in peace to Kenneth.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Colin. All the kids, we love you.
There you have Freddie Jackson with Free right here on Conversations Live, both for our radio listeners as well as online. We've been speaking with the man this segment, talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Freddie, you know, you mentioned, of course, working on your new project, and, of course, we know our listeners can stay in contact with you through social media. Go ahead and tell them the best way to be able to you know, connect with you as well as to see what's coming up next for you.
You can always visit my website, which is www.freddy, F-R-E-D-D-Y, hyphen sign, Jackson, JACKSON.com. You can always visit me there, all the social media, the Twitter, the Facebook, Instagram, all of that is there. Email is there. Everything is there. I try to drive people to the site so they're going to get all the information that you can possibly get on me there. So the new album, I'm putting up a page promoting the new album. It's called Frederick right now. It's going to be a great thing. So everybody just go check it out, check out the site, fish around, listen to some music. Download free, you know, spread the word, man. It's a great thing.
All right. And also, of course, you can be able to purchase the album, the fourth quarter that I referenced earlier. You can find the singles there as well as purchase the entire album from there as well. Freddie, man, congratulations to you, not only on the longevity, but also, of course, how you're using your, you know, your platform for, you know, a good reason to be able not only to share your own gift, but also to inspire people. What advice do you normally have for people? It's kind of the question I'd like to end off with. What advice do you have for people out there who believe they have a, you know, a passion or a talent for something? What advice do you give them about the importance of holding on to it and not giving up?
One piece of advice that I like to give is spread love. Like, if you love what you do, then spread it around and be open to other people's gifts as well, because there's so many blessings that come from you giving your best and being open to receive the best. You know what I mean? So you know, it's so many blessings that you can, and so many doors that can open up for you, if you just be open to the love and to the gift and to the passion that lies within that dream that you're chasing. So chase it genuinely, you know, respect it, cherish it, value it, love it, and spread the love, and always give it your best. Always, always. I can't stress that enough. Always.
All right. Well, great advice from someone who knows firsthand. Again, everyone, Freddie Jackson has been our guest. Freddie, man, congratulations again, and we really appreciate the time today.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Cyrus. I really do appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, we're glad to do it, and we thank all of you for tuning in as well. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Freddie, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliferadio.com. That's conversations with an S, liferadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. And on Twitter, we actually tag Freddie there. There he's at Jackson Freddie. And again, as he said, it's F-R-E-D-D-Y. This is where you guys can find Freddie there. And then the website again for Freddie is freddie-jackson.com. So there you can go there for all things Freddie Jackson, as well as, of course, find out about more about his bio. You can get music from there as well, so you can take advantage of that. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.